What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Team Chat Podcast, a video game show. I'm one of your hosts, Jarrett Wilson, joined to my right by Rachel Mogan.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno to you as well. How are you this fine daylight saved day?
It's fantastic. I don't know about other people, RIP to everybody else, but I'm different.
Built different.
I don't experience any negative effects from the spring forward. The fall back fucks me up.
So we just had the spring forward.
Yes, but we just sprang forward.
It confused me every time.
Yeah.
But yes, well, normally the fall back used to fuck us up because that was Extra Life Day.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And we'd be like, God. 24-hour stream. Just kidding, 25-hour stream.
Jesus.
And that would always get us. But even within the last like 5 years, I would say, I have really noticed that, yes, the fall back just
so much worse
throws off my internal clock like nobody's business. And it's just like, it feels weird. It feels different. But then this year, granted, we're only day two in to daylight saving.
The fuckery hasn't set in yet.
as we're, you know, recording this episode. But today even, like, we woke up a little bit later just because it was, you know,
teenage rebellion.
No, just like, I think we normally get up around like 7:30, 7:30.
I could never.
And stuff like that. And so today we woke up at like 8:30 or something. And I was like, oh, whoa, this feels weird. It's like when I should be waking up, but it's more bright outside and awake. And then, but then I went on a run, came back, made breakfast, then shaved my head, which took a time because it was grown today.
Was it?
It was long.
Oh God, I've never seen. Well, I say I've never seen
You've
you
seen
with hair
me with it,
but I just, like, my brain has blacked out that time.
What the
period.
Limit is?
Yeah,
it's like that much. It doesn't take much. Like the
but
length.
But I'm sure
to get
it
long,
would be very noticeable.
I had some good fuzz up here.
Oh wow!
And so, like, yeah, that took a while, and then I finished that, and it was time to make lunch, and I was like, the fuck is this? And then, like, even we finished, like, Sam finished her work and everything like that. I streamed a little bit of Dark Forces and everything earlier today. And then, like, we got done. It was sitting outside at 5 o'clock. And I was like, it feels like it should be 3 o'clock. What is this? It's so weird. So it's still going to throw me off a little bit this year, too.
I had the opposite reaction because on the day of the daylight savings, when, like, the change took effect, I actually didn't realize it.
Oh.
So I woke up at, like, 8:30 a.m. feeling energized and like that I had slept enough, and I was like, okay, I guess this is the new
9:30.
Normal. Yeah, but it was 9:30, but I still only ever wake up at like max 10 a.m. on the weekends.
Right.
So for me, getting up at 9:30 was still a record.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's so much time in the day. So
I get so much done. This,
I had the longest day of my life. And I was like, wow.
I can do things. It's
not
already dark.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. Oh, and that was pickleball day.
Oh, how was that?
It was so fun. I can't wait to force you to play with
no,
me.
No, I'm down to play.
Yes, it was very fun.
I'm slightly upset you didn't tell me you were going to the class today. I mean, I knew you were going to the class, but you didn't tell me when it got re-signed. Oh,
sorry.
Did I have to, like, submit?
No, yes, you have to sign up in advance, but remember, this was my one from February
that got canceled
and rescheduled, so I don't think you would have been able to sign up for it anyways. But as it turns out, I could have snuck you in anyways because a few people didn't show up.
Perfect.
So you could have just showed up with
Damn
me.
It.
Yeah, fuck, right?
Oh, well. But still, but now you have the groundwork to be able to teach me all the ways of this new sport.
I have the basic gist, which is just enough for us to practice just returning the ball, which is really where I'm at. Just have to figure
Gotta
out
start
how to
with the basics.
Actually return the ball. We had a couple of, like, because we practiced in teams the whole time, which I would say is the way I see most people playing pickleball is in doubles.
Right.
I feel like it's kind of rare to see people playing singles, but unless we can get Sam to team up with somebody, that's going to be you and me.
All right, so, I'm down.
Anyways, the point is, it's very fun. I was shockingly more sore afterwards than I thought I would be. I was like, I thought I did exercise. Apparently not.
Different muscle groups, apparently.
Different muscles. So, very fun. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Just to dispel any not misgivings, What when you, like, think of something wrong? Misattribution?
Misapprehension?
Yeah, maybe misapprehensions. Any not misgivings. That's not the right word.
Yeah.
Any, if you're thinking of pickleball as either the sport squash or as pickleball of being like a rich people thing, I just want to assure you it's not.
Yeah.
Pickleball is for poor people and it is not squash.
We have to fight for the courts.
It is big ping pong, little tennis. That's all there is to it.
That's the movie title there.
Big ping pong, little tennis. So if you live in the Austin area and you are also a day one beginner, let me know. We'll go out and play together.
Hell yeah. No, I want to get into pickleball and everything like that because it does look really fun. We actually went out to one of these new bars that's down the street here. South of, like, have you gone down like past Slaughter on Manchac a little bit?
Like past Dittmar?
Yeah.
Almost never.
Oh, well, if you cross Slaughter on Manchac, there's like a row of bars now. It's going to be like the new Rainy Street in a few years.
What?
Yeah.
I got to move in quick.
I know.
Fuck.
People across the street are moving, by the way.
Oh. Would that be too much of an encroachment on you in sales?
No, you've talked about wanting a building in the backyard to live in.
That's different. That's different.
But no, anyway, we went down there to try out one of the new ones that was down there, and it had like a pickleball bar,
really?
Like in the same place as it. So we've got that place for courts. We have Last Stand.
Last Stand.
The rec center on Dittmar.
Austin
Dittmar
Pickle
also?
Ranch.
Oh, where's that? Do they grow pickles / allow you to have pickleballs?
Well, they do allow you to have pickleballs. They do not grow their own pickles. Tragic,
well, that's
tragic
a
to say.
That is a misbranding.
Do you know where Cover 3 is on like West 6th or 5th?
Yes.
It's right in that same area.
Okay.
So like super West 5th or 6th, almost to Mopac, but not quite.
Nice. Nice.
Anyways, the point is, we'll there's loads of places to play pickleball, and it's also very cheap and very easy.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, we'll have to get into that. But these people are probably listening, watching us, and being like, what the hell is this? They're talking about sports. They talked about a movie of all godforsaken things last week.
Well, here's the thing. The sports talk was specifically to combat the flat gaming butt, the flat gamer's butt. So it's all related.
It's
all connected.
It's all a part of the plan. And just to the eventual content offerings that we'll be giving here at Team Chat Podcast. But if you want to stick to the game content for now, that's great, because that's what you're going to get today. And you can listen to those on podcast services around the World Wide Web, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other places. You can also watch a video version of each episode over on our YouTube channel. Links for all that are in the description below. Join us on social media at Facebook, Instagram, Threads. I keep wanting to say the godforsaken other media, and it still like trips me up, and I gotta think about
one.
It.
The dude, bad just one. Still call it Twitter. just be an ass about it.
And so you can join us on all those places, as well as over on Discord, where we have a lot of great conversation when we're not here recording the show. And finally, if you'd like to help make the show bigger and better, because you're like, you know what, screw video games, and I love hearing them talk about pickleball, sports, and movies,
I'm exclusively here for Dune content,
then you can head over to patreon.com/teamchatpodcast, where as for as little as $1 a month, you can support the show, just like these cool folks: Ark, Super Saiyan Ace, Erica L, Elise F, Zach S, Susan M, James K, Michael B, Andrew M, Michael S, and Brandon W have done. They've headed over to patreon.com, given us their support there, and in return, we give you cool perks like getting the episodes early before their general Thursday release, access to a private channel on our Discord server, the Rogues Gallery, as well as some extra goodies along the way, like custom emotes, different stuff like that. It's a lot of fun, so go check it out. If you can't do that, no big deal at all. We totally understand, and there's a lot of great ways so that you can support the show for free, such as telling your friends, subscribing wherever you listen to or watch the show, writing us reviews, all that good stuff gets the good word of Team Chat Podcast out there to the masses, and for that, we're eternally grateful and love each and every single one of our viewers, listeners, patrons, alike. Heart emojis.
XOXO smooches.
XOXO. And we've passed Valentine's Day, but the season of love here on Team Chat Podcast
by
is still
like
going
more
strong.
More than a month, bro.
I know, but you know, it just was the fun little transition to get out there. But before we get into our main topic of the day, let's get a little bit of news and what's coming out soon in our moment with Mogan.
Okay, so as of this episode's air date on March 14th, Cartel Tycoon is out for PS5 and Xbox
what
Series
a
X
random,
and S.
Random addition to the, right? to the Tycoon series.
I don't know about
why
that one, guys.
Why do you need to be a tycoon for a cartel?
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I do wonder, is that like actually made by the ex-tycoon people, or is it a parody game?
That would be good to know.
You check on that while I do the rest of this. Guilt with a Y. Like guilt, like golden guilt, like GIL. Mm-hmm. Tea, mm-hmm. But with a Y instead. Not guilt like I have Catholic guilt. So guilt is out for the Switch on the 14th. High Water is out for PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 14th as well. So is a game that actually sounds pretty baller. Oh, I think this is a port. Lawn Mowing Simulator, which I think has been out on Steam for a while, is finally getting its port to the Switch. Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection. Sure. For PS5, Xbox Series X, NES, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. On
that one's going to be good. It's the classic early 2000 versions of Battlefront.
Oh, okay.
Not the newer ones.
Not the new. Okay,
it's
gotcha.
The old classic ones. I bundle see. Them both together, get putting them out there on the Switch and the PS5 and all that stuff. It's a great day.
Very excellent. Another port, and I'm not exactly sure what the original origin point was, but What the Golf is out for PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 on the 14th. I know What the Golf as a mobile game where it fit in very, very well, but I know that it's a pretty popular, like, kind of wacky, screwy golf game. Mm-hmm. Looks really fun. Kingdom Come Deliverance Royal Edition.
Oh, wow.
Is out. Yeah, do you know that game? It means nothing to me.
Kirok played it a lot and loved it. I started it, but it's like a very, it's a medieval RPG and stuff like that. But
very Stronghold?
No, because it's more like a first person kind of thing. But
okay.
More Skyrim, but realistically grounded, I would say.
Okay. Less flying horses.
Yeah. And giants that send you flying into the stratosphere. Yeah.
Well, that's out for the Switch on March 15th. So is Outcast A New Beginning for PS5, Xbox Series X, NES, and PC. Hades is making its port to iOS, right?
So
here's the thing.
Like, how would you do all the things?
Here's the thing. As someone that reviewed mobile games for a long time, yeah. I don't really do it anymore, but I used to do it a lot. Hades actually seems like the kind of game that could probably translate to mobile controls pretty well.
Oh, I guess there's really not that. Yeah. You have, like, your dash. You have, yes. like, your attack. You have a different couple of different attack buttons. And then just movement.
I can imagine that would actually go quite well. Okay. I mean, if they can port and do a really well-done port of Dead Cells to Android and iOS, I don't doubt that Hades will do, honestly, probably just fine.
Well, I mean, especially on the new, you know, iPhone 15 Pros or whatever, you've got, what is it, Resident Evil 8? Or what, some, like, full, like, blown game is on there that you can play. Or, maybe it's the Resident Evil 4 remake that's coming out will be, like, available day one launch, like, on iOS.
But then also remember that for both iPhones and Android phones, there are so many options for Bluetooth controllers. Either
That's
ones
true.
That plug directly into the phone or ones that, like, just your regular Xbox controller, most of those work with phones
That's
nowadays.
True. I hadn't really thought about it. I don't really, like, put that together. And I know you can buy, like, the backbone things, too, that, like, kind of, like, the little hand things.
I like those. I like the backbone,
like,
the Razer Kishi.
It.
I think those are nice.
I just never think about those. Yeah. I just still think of playing a mobile phone game, like, how you used to.
I mean, so here's the thing. I think that has, this is not the topic of the day. We gotta get out of here. All right, never mind. The point is, Hades is on iOS on March 19th. Yep. Hi-Fi Rush is coming to PlayStation 5.
That is exciting.
March 19th. Yeah, lots of ports right now, but I'm really excited for Hi-Fi Rush. It was previously an Xbox exclusive. I also don't really play games on PC, so that wasn't appealing to me, but Hi-Fi Rush on PS5, I will give that a try. Lightyear Frontier is out for Xbox Series X, NES, and PC on the 19th. A game neither of us give a single fuck about.
I'm excited to see what this is.
MLB The Show 24.
No, I'm into it now. I'm all into sports
games
now.
PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, NES, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch on March 19th. The Alone in the Dark Remake.
Yes.
Wow. Yes, queen. It's coming out for PS5, Xbox Series X, and S, and PC on the 20th. Call of Duty Warzone Mobile is out for iOS and Android on the 21st. You're frowning. I can see you frowning.
I'm just... That seems like another weird port. Like,
it does.
Warzone.
So here's the thing.
Just... Kind of seems
Call
like random.
Of Duty, Call of Duty, Apex, all of them have been on mobile for years and years and years and years. There are many, many people that play Call of Duty primarily on mobile. This does not surprise me at all.
All right.
I'm not saying that they're right.
I think you're wrong,
an option.
And it's a terrible place to play.
Well, so for me, the you're wrong is that you're playing Call of Duty. Not that you're playing
it
on mobile.
One time I was playing it and just like having a good time and you came up and messaged me on Discord like, really, bro? Call of Duty? Feel the hate through the words.
Yeah, I'm a hater. What can I say? It's just who I am. I gotta work some Roman numerals real quick. Okay, 10. Okay, Final Fantasy 14, A Realm Reborn, is coming out for Xbox Series X and S on the 21st. Again, I believe this is a port. Final Fantasy 14, Heaven Sword, also making its way to Xbox Series X and S on the 21st. Final Fantasy 14, Stormblood, so basically all the DLC, for not all, but many of the recent DLC packs for Final Fantasy 14 are now on Xbox Series X and S on the 21st. And then I will just do two more and then we're done. Horizon Forbidden West, PC. on the 21st.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Sure, fine, whatever.
Hey, you can give that another shot. And
no,
see.
Thanks.
Play Burning Shores.
No, I already re-downloaded it for the PS5.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I'm just saying I won't do it on PC.
No. I mean on PS5. Yeah.
And then Midnight Ghost Hunt for PC on March 21st. And then just one more.
Okay,
just one more.
Fit it in there.
Only because I know that some of our patrons were talking about it. Dragon's Dogma 2.
Oh,
there was some discussion
yeah.
about this game. This is for PS5 and Xbox Series X/S and PC, coming out on March 22nd. It is supposedly very Monster Hunter adjacent. Sounds fun to me. I remember years ago, Jarrett, one of our listeners or patrons messaged us and asked if we had played Dragon's Dogma.
Mm-hmm.
And the
Sounds
answer
familiar.
At the time was definitely no, because we hadn't. But they were like, oh, you should check it out. And obviously we didn't.
Right.
But maybe now
Dragon's Dogma 2
is coming out. Maybe now's the time.
I saw some stuff of character creations that have been coming out of that game.
Pretty bonkers.
They're wild.
You look pretty wild.
They look pretty weird. So, you know, who knows? Maybe that's a good one to jump into.
They're really letting people think outside the box.
Yeah, because I mean, too, just, you know, I don't know, trying new things this year with the tech and then the fighting games and whatnot. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give it a shot. I tried Monster Hunter 2. It was fun, too.
Yeah, we all like Monster Hunter.
It's a good time.
And it'll be a while before the next real Monster Hunter game comes out.
That's going to be a hot minute for sure.
Might as well put a Monster Hunter-sized Band-Aid on it.
And fill the hole in your heart with Dragon Dogma 2.
Honestly, great timing on the part of Dragon's Dogma, though.
Yeah.
Like, they are coming out right when, like, it's been a while since the last Monster Hunter Rise DLC
mm-hmm.
came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a while before the next Monster Hunter game comes out. I'm sure they were like, that's our chance. March 2024, we cannot fuck this up.
I feel like stuff like that usually does, like, tend to happen around the same time.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like you're trying to choose which one you want. And
Horizon
then...
gets crushed by Tears of the Kingdom.
Exactly.
Horizon
exactly.
gets crushed by Breath of the Wild.
Tale as old as time.
Happening.
Alrighty. Well, stick around for the end of the episode, everybody, because we do have a soundtrack spotlight that we will be getting to. Mogan has brought a clue for this week's musical selection, so
and
you'll
if
be
no
trying to guess.
And if no one guesses it, I will be pissed. Multiple people should
Ooh.
Be able to get this one.
Is that
one.
A clue within itself?
Mm.
Maybe.
Also, the clue
we'll
really made me chuckle. So
I didn't understand it, but the brevity of the clue gave me a chuckle
See,
as well.
See, the thing is, I laughed about it. I think no one else is going to get the reference. Whatever.
So see, you're going to set yourself up for failure. Nobody's going to guess the game.
They should still get
they
the song.
They should still know the song.
They should
right.
still
all
know
right.
the song.
Well, again, everybody, the rules for that one, we'll give a hint and play a little bit of a song from a game that we are highlighting because we think it's some incredible music. And if you were the first person to correctly guess that song, guess
the game.
I'll get it out there.
Yeah.
Then you get to submit a soundtrack spotlight for us to use for a future episode. So stick around at the end of the episode for that. But it is now time to move into the main topic of the day, which Mogan, oh my God, this is an episode and a topic and a game that I have long been waiting to talk about on this show. I mean, talk about it
again.
I've talked about it before.
Yes.
But it's
been a while.
It's been a minute.
It's been
there
quite a
really
while.
Been the reason to talk about it other than the fact of, hey, it's one of my favorite games of all time. And, you know, I played it a bunch as a kid. Absolutely loved it. First person shooter, blah, blah, blah. And now, though, I get to talk about it in terms of giving a review of the Dark Forces remastered version. It's incredible because it came out. Let's see. Okay. So it's been out now. By the time of this episode comes out, it's been about 2 weeks, I think, since it's been out. And it was developed. I'm trying to think of the best way to jump into this. It was developed in association with Night Dive Studios and Lucasfilm Games. And Night Dive Studios, you may know them. They've done a couple other remasters lately, like the Turok games that recently came out, the remasters of those,
okay.
and different stuff like that. So this one, basically, I love that this is just a remaster. Would I love a remake of this completely from the ground up, new graphics, everything? Sure, that would be great. Maybe retelling it and fitting it into what is now modern
Current
Star
canon.
Wars canon. Mm. That would be great. But this is a remaster, honestly, is I think the best way to re-experience Star Wars Dark Forces. Because all they did, not all they did, like it's easy, but still what they did to enhance it.
all
is
they did
just
was
gave
slap
it,
a few more polygons in there
and
they shits it out the
great.
Door.
But no, they did do enhanced like sprites. For all the artwork and everything, really just cleaned them up, made them look more smooth. They enhanced some, like, obviously, like, motion details, different things like that, just to help it look and feel smoother.
I'm sure the textures are wildly different.
Yeah, you can actually turn those off, on and off, like in the game to see the differences. And like, sure, you turn them off and you're like, oh yeah, it looks like an old game. And then you turn them on and you're kind of like, oh yeah, it's still an old game. It just looks fresher and everything. Updated the lighting, atmospheric effects, everything like that. The big thing, the big change is, of course, that it now uses modern control systems because you're on the PS5. I mean, it came out for everything. It's on Steam, Switch, PC, PS5, and Xbox.
But and back so, in the day, remind me what it was for?
DOS.
Oh, my God.
It came out in 1995.
Wow.
I didn't play it, if I remember correctly.
I mean, I remembered it being an old game, yeah. But honestly, I forgot that it was a 90s game.
I did not play it in 1995.
No,
it
of course.
I probably didn't play it until...
We would have been mere babes.
Yeah,
We would not have been capable of such higher thought.
I don't think we would have. I would have been capable of playing this game how it was back then. But I probably played it when I was like 8, 9, I think, for probably the first time. And it really was my first first-person shooter. It was my first Star Wars game I probably ever really remember playing. So obviously, that again is another reason why I love it so much. And
as we sit in a temple to Star Wars.
Yeah. The temple changed its look, but no less
still
its theme.
Same content. The theme has not changed.
And so it's just one of those things. It was just like, I've gone back to it. I actually looked. I had bought it on PS3 because they had like a digital or like the PSP version that could also be played on the PS3.
Gotcha.
And I had got that. I also had the original one of it on in my Steam library. So like I've gone back to it in different forms since, you know, its time of when I played it originally. But like playing it back then, back in the day, you're using WASD as your movement. I want to say left control is what fired your weapon.
Ooh.
Z was your alt weapon fire. Then you have your standard like spacebar jump, all, right. You know, your dodges and crouches, but still all key based. The big thing was you still use the other keypad to like the up and down arrows
for the camera.
For the camera.
I remember those days.
And
oh my God.
Page up, page down is how you looked up and down.
Oh, that one's rough. That one hurts
it's
me.
It's a little rough.
That one hurts me.
And so even trying to go back and like, tap back into that part of my brain that like knew how to play that game back from when I was a kid, going back to these later versions of it that I got on like the PlayStation PS3 and then in Steam, it just was hard to get into.
I'm sure. I mean,
I loved booting it up and seeing it, hearing the music, hearing the, like, you know, the sound effects and everything like that. Like that stuff was still great to do and maybe dick around in like the first mission, but to actually go back and replay the game prevented more of a challenge than I probably would have made it enjoyable.
I mean,
like relearn that way of playing a game.
Think about going to even a Gen Zer or a Zillennial and being like, okay, on this keyboard, show me where the page up, page down keys are.
Well, a lot of them now don't even have it,
yeah,
I feel like.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I'm saying.
I have an extended keyboard, but most of them are now
most
just like cut
don't
off at like the enter shift on the right side.
Because who needs them?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sure that
I
someone
still love
probably
having, like, the
needs
number pad
them.
And all that stuff.
It's probably,
like that.
I like the number pad too.
Yeah.
If I didn't have the number pad, I would
can't,
riot.
I can't do big numbers
no,
up here on
these. Absolutely not.
Ones.
I need my
work.
Little, it makes me feel like I'm an accountant,
yeah.
Which is very fun. My little accountant role play time. But anyways, the point is, those are, even by our standards, those
old
are some
controls.
Pretty old-fashioned controls.
So just having modern controls, using a controller, mm-hmm. and being able to move, like, it feels so different. But like also like, but also make that in and of itself, like, gives it a new life. I'm like, oh man, this game's got years on it still. Because, you know, you can go, you can keep.
This game's got legs.
It's got legs. It can keep going. I mean, they remastered it for a reason. And so it, just getting to play it in those newer controls in and of itself is the game changer and like brings it literally like a new life. And so that has been so refreshing to get to play it. And because, like I said, I would mess around at it on these older platforms, on these other platforms, but I would never really get past the first two levels and just be like, cool, these are the two levels like I love the most as a kid, or I really like these levels the most as a kid. Replay these, get that kick of nostalgia, I'm good to go. But getting to actually now, I'm still trying to finish it. I've been streaming the game, so if you want to try to, well, I might be done by the time this episode comes out. This,
you've made a
I
lot of progress.
I might have finished it. I just beat the 10th level, the 10th mission. There are 15, I believe. 14, 15. So, I got a little bit to go. It does actually have, in this remaster, also a new playable level completely that was supposed to be the original first mission of the game. That they then had to scrap for time and or whatever, just in the course of development, but they brought it back. It's added in there. So it's a little extra bonus feature that I still got to go play.
Fun.
So lots of cool stuff like that. But one of the things, though, that even though they're remastering it, they gave it this fancy upgrade, fancy new coat of paint and everything like that, they did not update the music and audio files.
That's
like sound effects, voices, for cutscenes. And then, yeah, like the actual music itself is still the original sound,
I was going to say, how do you feel about that?
Love it. Oh. Because it's one of those things. All they could have done is just make new controls and I would have been thrilled and loved it. And maybe this is a little bit of like dumb gamer moment on my part where like I could have already done that and just remap controls onto a controller in Steam.
Not the same.
But not the same. And I honestly don't think that would have worked. But it's not the same. So to have it via this, but then still have that, like it was one of the things that I forgot. But then when, hey, Fender, what are you doing? Fender's coming to sit in on the recording today.
Boy.
But one of the things that like I first came to mind as I like started moving around is the first time you jump, you hear this like sound effect. And it was the same thing. All the sound things from the Imperial officers and people that you're fighting when they're like, you're not authorized in this area, you know, and all this other stuff. It sounds the exact same. So it's like, I don't know. It just like really cemented it as like this, like, oh man, this is a nostalgic package. This is a nostalgic game that I'm really loving. And I will say, like, just, you know, we've gone back, we've replayed old games that we played in our past before, games of our childhood and different stuff like that. This that I've played in Dark Force Remaster is the absolute biggest kick in nostalgia I've ever had from a game.
Awesome.
It's so good.
I was on the precipice of giving you shit for liking the old school like sound effects and stuff, and then I immediately thought about all of the 10,000 ways that Nancy Drew says this phrase, it's locked, and how deeply ingrained those
and how
are
weird
in my
would that would sound to you.
And it would sound wrong
if it was somebody
if it
new
the
if
same.
It was a cleaner quality of audio,
it
like
would not
all
sound
that
no.
different stuff.
I would
yeah.
riot.
Think if it was,
so I
if
can't
it was,
say shit.
You know, Legend of Dragoon, and they like changed like you know, key things and it sounded different, or like they replaced the original music that you're used to with like a swelling orchestral score.
This actually came up in the Discord. I don't know if you recall this, but Brandon dropped like a fan-made Legend of Dragoon remake that was in progress.
Oh, I missed this.
And he mentioned something about like either the trailer or something mentioned that they were going to redo all of the voice lines.
Uh-oh.
And me and Bro Mogan were both like, but the terrible voice lines are what make it great.
Exactly.
So you can't change them.
You can't change it.
You can change the looks all you want. You cannot come for the sound effects. I'm on board with you now.
Well, and even like the cinematics, if they would have changed those, again, it's like, it's the difference between a remake remaster, you know, that we've talked about. But like, if they had changed those to be more than what they were in the original, then it would have felt different. It's like, okay, it's the same package, but it's different.
Yeah.
And so like, again, it's that whole thing of getting to experience it as basically like,
as
it was
God
back
intended.
Then. Exactly. But just with the updated flourishes to like make it, you know, to give it the new legs and to give it the new life. It's great. All of this being said, if you don't know what Dark Forces is about.
Oh, I was about to say, I don't fucking know anything about this game.
Here's what it's about. So Imperial General Rom Mach starts up or is commissioned to start up the Dark Trooper project by one Darth Vader, given the permission to go ahead and everything, which the Dark Troopers were a new form of warrior who were more, they were robotic and everything, not like a suit and everything like that, that you could put on. And they were just like the super soldier, ultimate soldier kind
the
of thing.
The Uruk-hai.
Exactly.
Of Star Wars.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And basically he unleashed those on a rebel base and just like the rebels were like, well, shit, we can't do anything to fight this. This is going to really like hamper our efforts here. So they call in Kyle Katarn, who's like a mercenary for hire. Eventually later on in Star Wars games and lore, so far, actually, Kyle Katarn has not been brought back into canon yet from the Dark Forces games. He would also go on to be in Dark Forces 2, Dark Forces or Jedi Academy. And I want to say, I might be getting confused here with the same game. Dark Forces 2 might also be called Jedi Knight, but there's also a Star Wars Jedi, Dark Forces Jedi Knight in there too. But anyway, so he appears in that whole series, eventually is revealed to be Force sensitive and becomes a Jedi. I believe that is in Dark Forces 2. You can pick up a lightsaber and like, you know, have guns and lightsaber all at the same time. So good stuff there. But like I said at the beginning, a lot of this story and the Soul story in general is not canon. For example, the very first mission is Kyle Katarn going and stealing the Death Star plans. Well, we know now.
Oh,
that's the whole movie of Rogue One.
Bit of a wrinkle there.
So it doesn't really fit.
A little bit of a whoopsies.
So they had to, obviously that got retconned with Rogue One.
Think Al-Katarn was like, fuckers?
I don't get a story. But he's hired by Mon Mothma.
My favorite. I love Mon Mothma. Mon Mothma, only character I know by name.
She hires Kyle Katarn to investigate this new threat. He brings along his co-pilot / companion Jan Ors, and they head off to see if they can squash this new threat. That's basically it. It takes you to a couple of different, you go to the rebel base that was attacked by the dark troopers, and that's where you try to find some information about them. You go to where they're being built, the facilities. You go to tons of different Star Wars locations. One of the missions I just finished, you're on Nar Shadda, which is a long mentioned planet in Star Wars lore and everything like that. But it's basically the criminal underworld world.
It's
where all the baddies hang out all the time.
It's where they're playing real life cartel tycoon.
Exactly. Oh, I looked it up. It is not the original.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like I'm on a watch list.
Gotcha.
Just
so it's
up.
A parody game, probably.
Or not a parody game, but maybe just in the same mode, but just different developer.
All right. Interesting.
But anyway, so you go to all these different places. You go to Coruscant eventually in this game too, which is the capital planet of Star Wars of the Republic /
just
Empire.
Once I want them to not go there. I'm not going to lie. Just once, guys. Don't go.
Don't go to Coruscant. I know it's a cool place. I mean, really.
We've all seen
that
it.
That or Tatooine.
Yeah, go
to be
fucking
fair.
Somewhere else. Is this not the literal galaxy's worth of the universe?
Right? It's just
go
these two planets. That's all
planet.
You got to do. So you go to all these places. And again, like I said, I was shocked when I started doing my stream. I was kind of okay, I know these first few missions the back of my hand. I've done these a ton of times. Even so much that I knew when I turned a corner, there was going to be a guy there. So I could jump around and anticipate and shoot.
No, that wasn't your memory. That was the Force, Jared.
You're right. My God.
Yeah.
My God, I can't believe I didn't see it.
You have to believe.
I feel it now. I do. So it was just going through that. Those missions were great, and I blazed through those first few missions. The fourth mission, I was kind of I know this one pretty well. I know what to expect, but I did get turned around, I was being full of myself, and I was I'm playing this game on hard. Let's go.
I know what I'm doing. Please, I'm an expert.
I've already stopped doing that because, good God, mostly for the enjoyment of my viewing audience. Because if I'm having to both all the times, level 4 I had to do some restarts, level 6 I had to do some restarts, and then level 10 today I had to do some restarts. Oof. And it's because it's the same thing, you've got lives. You can sometimes find an extra life in a secret area or something like that, but for the most part you get those, you lose, you game over, you start the mission over.
Ooh.
Regardless, there's no
brutal.
Checkpoint. Regardless of where you were,
one of those old games.
Yeah, it really is. And so the times that all that happened and these missions I had to restart was at the end of each one.
Oof.
And I would then be like, okay, everybody, strap in. Here we go. Let's rerun this real fast. So it's more for their benefit, but also, I'll touch a little.
Me.
It is also for me. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a second when I talk about one of these later levels. But getting then and re-experiencing the later levels has been legitimately oh shit, I don't remember this as well as I thought. There is some, we got to this one mission, actually it was a mission 6, the one that I had some trouble on, and I was just okay, I remember that I have to come rescue this guy here. I don't remember this setting and what the layout of the map is or anything like that. And as I've gone on through a couple others, it's okay, I basically remember this, but still it's just not, it's been seeing it with fresh eyes again, which is super fun too. But for the most part, again, jumping back to what this game actually is. So you're going, pursuing the dark troopers, trying to figure this out, hopefully shut down their threat. This game is very much a Doom clone. Your brother jumped on for a little bit in the stream and was like, so is this Doom? And I was like, yeah, basically, because the original Doom was 93, 94.
Yeah.
So not too many years after. And that, obviously Doom took off and, skyrocketed.
So this was
in
the family friendly Star Wars Doom clone.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And so, if you're expecting, picturing in your head what OG, Doom looks like, just slap a Star Wars skin on it, and that's what you got for Dark Forces.
Love that.
And same type of gameplay. You've got shields that can be depleted. You have health that can be depleted. You can pick up health packs, shield packs. You'll pick up ammo throughout the levels. Enemies will drop ammo depending on what their ammunition type is that they're using. There are secrets around for to explore, which is, I was feeling good. The first one, I was like, oh yeah, here's this secret here. Here's the secret here. Now I'm in these later levels. I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, good luck.
There's so much stuff. And so it's just, but still, you know, rewards that explorative gameplay. You can also find some things like revives that will instantly like heal up all your shields and health to full tilt. You can find weapon supercharges, which just makes your guns go burr.
Even nice.
More than they already do. Like you have the standard Imperial Stormtrooper blast rifle, which is like the main weapon I use. It's still like one of my favorites of all of Star Wars. And it's just, you know, it's your pew, 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 pew. You turn this on, it's like, it's just like full
awesome.
Auto. It's
just
great.
Just submachine gun.
And it was really funny because like I was playing it and everything and Brandon jumped in the chat and he was just like, oh man, like, did you kill the entire Imperial army in this one mission? And I was like,
Star Wars got different than I remember.
And it was just like unfair how easily I was mowing them down. Then I got a weapon supercharge and then it was even more unfair.
Oh my God.
But you know, you're going to run into enemies that you'll see. You will run into the standard Imperials. You're going to run, but then there are also like aliens that you fight. Like the species is Grand, but they're calling it Reese is the character. They're like three-eyed. They kind of look goat-ish a little bit. They throw thermal detonator grenades at you all the whole time, and they have incredible aim and the arm of a major league pitcher and can just hit you from anywhere, it seems. And then you even get in close, and they're like, you have a melee, which is, you know, again, pah, 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 for you is how it feels. They're like, like, it's like hit you five times before you can do it once. And it's like, what the hell is this?
Awesome.
There are like Gamorrean guards who are the more like pig looking guys from Return of the Jedi and stuff like that, who are just like tanks and absorb all the things that you can throw at it. I've come across like the Trandoshans, which are like a lizard like people, which give me the best gun in the game, which I already got. So I was getting to play with it today and it's fantastic. It's the gun they use. I've talked about it before, I think in like our episodes on favorite weapons, where it really is like you shoot it. Nothing comes out of the gun, but then just like this energy well forms under the enemy and like blasts them into the sky and stuff like that.
Awesome.
It's so good.
That's so
I got
cool.
Like a big grenade launcher. I found some mines. It's like, there's a whole bunch of stuff. There are actually like 10 weapons, I think, in the game. And of course they were like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 to 0 on your keypad.
Yeah.
That you would switch in between them.
Oh, okay.
Now you got a fancy little
radio. That's how old school Unreal Tournament used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all mapped to the number keys.
Now you've got a fancy new radial menu though. Just hold down R1, L1, something like that on the old PS5 controller, and then they're all nicely displayed there. You
can boo quicken. Radial menus. Bring back numbers yeah, 1 through 10.
I'm just gonna have like a side keyboard and new weapon.
You have to put down your controller, bring out your keyboard, and switch that way.
But so you know, and you go through all this different stuff, and like I said, you see current things. One thing that I did legitimately forget, have no idea how I did. You do fight Boba Fett in the game. And
Jared.
Actually, the next level I'm on that I'll be playing is the level that you fight him on.
So, again, I just want to point out that if you're fighting Boba Fett, presumably you defeat him?
Yes.
So he's at, like, 0 for 1,000 as far as fights that go in his favor.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you could perhaps say that he's the world's the universe.
Again, I'm going to throw
worst
you,
bounty.
I'm going to throw you back to that video I shared in the memes channel from Matt Rogers from the Lost Culturistas podcast doing his I Don't Think So Honey segment, which is where they get 1 minute to like just shit on whatever they want to shit on.
Yes.
And he chose to shit on Boba Fett. It was hilarious. You should go watch that video. Even me, a huge Boba Fett fan, I'm wearing a fucking Boba Fett shirt
right
now.
Yeah.
Like
his head is right behind me. He's looking
he's right
at
there.
Me.
I have a tattoo of it on my shoulder, so
but
it's
see,
like it's
the thing
everywhere.
Is, I know I can talk shit about him because he ain't gonna do shit. Children
you just punch
can
him
defeat
once.
Him.
So you know, there's a lot of like great Star Wars moments in this game too. You know, I talked about the music and everything too. Another reason why I love that they didn't change it is because it is that old, like completely digital, not chiptune, but just like, you know, it was made on a digital device and you
yeah.
can hear it like a MIDI recording
yes,
of it.
MIDI's
stuff like
the,
that.
The good word for it.
And so, you know, you hear that. Chlorians.
Yes, there we go.
There it is. I picked up on what you're putting down. And so it just has that great classic feel to it of like, normal Star Wars music that you're hearing. It's almost like the new Star Wars lo-fi, but the old fi. I love it. But the big thing is, and one of the things as I've been going through it and still like having such a good time re-experiencing this game for the first time, it was like, whoopsies.
Goodness.
Me. it's also, it does show its age in some ways. In just in stuff that I'm having to acclimate to in terms of like, and I really ran into that in today's missions that I was playing, where it is, there are the old game moments that are still there just in terms of mechanics and gameplay and even level design. Like the mission that I did get caught up on, level six, mission six, it was like you're in this like prison system, basically trying to break somebody out. And the end of the level is solved. Little hint for you guys, but if you want to spoil it, then take off your headphones now. You have to like align these elevator shafts that you've been going up and down in the whole mission. You have to like align them in a certain position and then like crawl through the vents to like get out.
Oh.
You only find that out that that's how you do it by at the very end of the level. And then you jump into this like compartment room for a door you've unlocked. And there's like a mural on the wall that's supposed to like give you a hint that that's what you're supposed to do.
That is so Nancy Drew. That is such a Nancy Drew solution.
Where it's the thing of like, you know, again, Brandon was watching and he brought up how it's one of those things like the games were shorter back then. You had to make them difficult to give them the time and make it feel worth it. So it is a little bit more of that. But like, again, me, I like walked the course of that level so many times and just being like, what am I missing? What am I not getting? And I was even missing like some like little clues. Like there was this one area of the game where you could deactivate these force fields to walk through these doors. There was another place where you come to the exact same force field, but it's not a switch. You instead have to notice that the edges of it are flickering. And when they don't flicker anymore, you can walk through.
Oh, huh.
And so it's like figuring out some weird things like that.
I feel like that's the kind of thing I wouldn't have been on the lookout for.
It completely
threw
me off.
Mural shit? I'm always looking out for hint murals.
Well, but the thing was, even if I saw this mural, and I saw the mural and was like, that looks like that's supposed to be something, but I didn't understand like what it was. Again, could have been a dumb gamer smooth brain moment for me.
But also, I've had many years of training. My Nancy Drew time has primed me for those.
And also then while playing that mission, level six was like, because Dark Forces does have... you know, back in the day had cheat codes, which the remaster kept. Oh, you can put in cheat codes.
Excellent.
And one of the cheat codes that I used on that level specifically was LA skip. Skip it completely.
Oh,
don't play
God,
it.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Because while playing, I was like, oh yeah, I remember this level sucked. And I did not like it. And so, you know, going through it that way was different.
Oh boy.
But where it really came to bite me in the ass is this, like it being just an older game, having older mechanics and the older game logic that I'm having to like retrain my brain for.
And that is actually a big gap to cross.
Well, because that's the thing.
Yeah.
One of the things also, since again, you had such stilted controls in the original, the game has a pretty hefty aim assist. Like you can be feet off of your target and you see your lasers just diverting and just and taking them out. And so, you know, it's like it gives you some grace there, but now you're on these fancy smooth controls. I was just like, what? Just like blazing all around, just like, you know, running circles in stormtroopers while they're trying to shoot me, and I'm just like hosing them, and you know, they're not doing anything. So I got used to this like feeling of momentum and speed that I can have in this. But then Jabba's ship, after this Narshada mission in level 10, just kicked me on my ass. Like, go back, watch the VOD the of that one, because oh my God. Basically what this one is you start the mission, and I know this is a mission I've talked about in the past, and again, apologies if this is spoilers.
I don't remember.
The game is
25
years old at this point. You get captured by Jabba in his spaceship, and he throws you into a pit with this Kel Dragon, big beast. You have nothing. How do you defeat this Kel Dragon? You punch it to death. Which in and of itself, ridiculous if that's even a thing, but it's fantastic and it's awesome. You have to then fight another one with maybe some grenades, but then it really plays into being if you save those grenades and still punch that dragon to death too. And then you have to go through all this stuff because you don't have any of your gear that you've accumulated up until this point. You have to go find it. But you're then fighting through hordes of the Gamorrean guards they use an axe, and so it goes right through your shields. Oof. So hitting you on the health. You're also then fighting the Grands, Rees, throwing grenades at you with impeccable accuracy. And so you're just getting hit from all sides. Then this game decides to be like, you know what? We need to just have landmines scattered throughout this mission.
That is low.
And you can see them. You can see them sitting on the ground, but the only way to destroy them is to either run up to them until you hear a and then back up.
Oh,
so they can try.
Buddy.
So they blow up and still hurt you. They have the damage radius of a fucking mile.
You just don't get insta-killed by them.
Basically,
brutal.
You do. And so the only way to from a distance eliminate them is to do a use a grenade or explosive of some kind.
Oh,
so you're
God.
Just sitting there. lobbing nades trying to blow up all these mines. But then the game is a double fucking bastard, and like there will be places where you'll see like a collection of shield units to recharge your shields. You're like, thank God.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a fucking mine hidden in them.
Oh, that is cold.
And like
that is a cold lunch.
And so you're going through all this. The Jabba's mission today, I had to restart it 4 times. And mostly because I was dying and just being either taken out by the crate dragon, by the Kel dragon, because he did 20.
Wait, you couldn't punch him good enough?
He does 20 damage each hit and you have 100 health. Like getting
oh
through that
God.
Same thing. He goes through your shields, so your shields do nothing. So I'm getting out of the first fight with a dragon being like, I didn't hear no bell. And then here comes another one. I have 20 health and 2 grenades. It's not going well.
Oh, my God.
So then I eventually get through those. And then I'm getting thrown in these super tight quarters with all these Gamorrean guards and dudes throwing grenades at me. Just can't make it happen. I finally,
damn.
On my 4th and final attempt, I get through there and actually have more than 1 life left and 50 health. And I'm able to get my gear and like was able to get through it. But then like the very next room was like one of the hidden stupid mines just being right there. And then it got me. And then another room, I saw mines on the floor, killed a bunch of dudes. Their bodies hid one and it killed
Ooh,
me and sent me back to the start.
Bro.
And then later there were just rooms that would just be filled with them. And they're always around things you need. There was one part. And this is again where I talk about like old game logic, old game mechanics and stuff like that. There was a place you had to go down a series of passageways to get a key. You have to get this key to win the game or to beat this mission. I'm walking along. This hallway has like a series of 3 to 4 doors. Guess what's on the other side of a door? 2 fucking mines.
Oh my.
that are literally on the other side of the door. As soon as you open the door, you hear blip.
Oh no.
It blows you away.
Oh
so
my
god. After
that
the second
is
time,
so rude.
You can't block it. Brandon was like, he was like, could you throw like a grenade at the door and see if it would detonate it through the door? And I was like, I'd gotten past it at that point. I was like, bro, I'm leaving that one for science to figure
yep,
out.
Yep, we'll leave that
I'm
to
not
God.
Gonna know. And so, but still, I had to go to that part twice through just getting to through that part because it kept killing me.
Oof.
But so the very last time I did it, I crept through and I was like, maybe crouching will help. Maybe.
Why not?
It blows up above your head. You're fine.
Might as well try it.
And so I did that. Crept up, opened the door, and I'm like looking at the walls and everything because I'm super paranoid about things now. Door opens, blows up, kills me, and I restart. And I go back to like a checkpoint. That is the one thing I will say. When you lose a life, you don't restart the whole mission. You just have to restart from a safe place.
Okay.
And so I died at the door and respawned outside that hallway. Open the hallway. Well, now that the 2 mines have gone off, the wall panels drop down, revealing health packs. So I'm like, in what world did I make it through this mass carnage with no shields and my fists? Do you expect me to have enough health? And I was playing on medium at this point, just normal mode, not even on hard, because now I would have rage quit the game if this mission on hard. And so I'm just like doing this. I'm like, what? How does this make sense?
Oh
like,
God.
This is so weird. And so the whole rest of the mission is just me creeping around corners as gingerly as I can to not set off mines. And it still happened so many more times.
Oh, my God.
So it just got crazier and crazier. And I was just like, what the fuck is this mission? This is ridiculous. So I'm still, but I mean, I say all this. Had so much fun playing it. Like it's still not like that did not dampen my love or enthusiasm for it. I'm still like so excited to finish out the last like 4 or 5 missions that I have left and, you know, and finish it up. But it was just still like, oh my God, I did not remember this mission. I remembered fighting the dragon because I remember that being just so silly that you're punching this dragon to death. But I did not remember the rest of it being just so merciless wow. in what it threw at you. And
incredible.
I was just like, this is insane.
This is
one of the hardest missions for a first person shooter I have ever played.
Oh my God.
I'm talking from then till now. It ranks up there as one of the hardest ones. It was ridiculous.
Incredible.
But I still finished it. Felt that wonderful sense of pride and accomplishment, you know? So I'm ready to move on.
I got to go back and watch your VODs now. I didn't realize it was such chaos in there.
It's a little chaotic. It's a little crazy. It's some nuts.
I don't know. I guess happening. I was expecting kind of a streamlined experience.
I thought this is going to be the thing. I've played this game so much.
I'll just be able to brazer head through.
I really thought 1 to 2 streams, I'll just go through it. No, the game sat me down and spanked my ass.
Awesome. 10 out of 10.
Oh, but really, it is. It's still a 10 out of 10 experience. So, you know, all of this to sum up, I don't really know what else more I could say. Like, at its core, it's still a fairly, just due to its age, a simplistic game in terms of its mechanics, controls, combat, all that different stuff. I do still love, like, all the exploration, getting to revisit all of these things. One viewer who jumped in on my stream and then joined our Discord and stuff, Revan, they were telling me about how they are experimenting on Steam. You can do a randomizer of Dark Forces. And I was like, hell
fun.
Yes. Get me signed up for that after
Imagine
I finish this.
All the mines could be something else.
Exactly. And so they were going to give me some pointers on how to set that up. So I got to do that because that will even give
That'll
new life
fun.
Into it too. So that will all be very exciting. But
your randomizer, every single enemy is another dragon.
Oh my God. That would be ridiculous. There are, in the total of that mission, 5 of those dragons. Wow. And, you know, later on, you actually have your gun, so it's more of a little bit fair
Where
fight.
Where was Jabba getting them?
I don't know.
The dragon farm?
He's a criminal overlord. He's got all the resources at his disposal that he could possibly want. But no, overall, like I said, there's not much that I can really hit too much on more in depth into what it is other than just going to explore it and see it for yourself. But like I said, it's the biggest hit of nostalgia I have had from a game, it probably ever, or if not for a long time.
Nice.
And just getting to revisit this childhood classic redone in the perfect ways to make it playable for today's audience and today's consoles and everything, couldn't have asked for a better job. So now I want Night Dive Studios to take on some others. People are actually asking me on my streams, like, well, which other of these classic Star Wars games you'd love to see? I would love to see redone the Rebel Assault games, specifically Rebel Assault 2. That was one that I played a whole bunch. And it's one of those great 90s games that has the full motion video.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Stuff like that. It's like, give me that refreshed and updated. That would be one a fantastic one to see redone. A Jedi Power Battles for the PS1 would also be a super fun one to have a new version of to play. So that would be really cool, too. But yeah, so those are a couple of them. So that Night Dive, just go for it. You know, take
my
suggestions.
So you think they knocked it out of the park?
Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
I think if you're, again, it's one of those things, if you love Star Wars and you haven't played it, like, this is the perfect time to play Dark Forces, because it's going to feel control-wise like a current game, but it's going to still present and play like an old one, which feels so good. And just to get to re-experience this new thing, I hope this will give a little bit of push. Maybe it is a push that Kyle Katarn is going to be coming and joining new canon and stuff like that. And it's actually been kind of like I've seen tossed around, and I've also kind of tossed around in my head too of Cal Kestis from the Survivor games kind of being new canon Kyle. Mm. But, you know, we'll see wherever that turns out with his story and stuff. But yeah, 10 out of 10. Give it a shot. It's a fantastic game. Still holds up. Still keeps its place as one of my favorite games of all time. So
nice.
I'm here for it.
That's, I think, a rare feat among older games is whether or not they can. I mean, obviously, if you played just the basic version like you've talked about earlier, maybe you didn't get very far. But if the core of the game remains the same and all that changed were the modernized controls for the most part, and it's still an awesome game, that's the mark of a darn good game.
Hell yeah, it is.
And let's just reiterate, no microtransactions.
None.
No battle pass.
None.
No in-game store.
None.
No pay to win. No free to play. That's a big seal of approval from most gamers today.
Yep. It's a good one. And the remaster does have some goodies, like I said, the extra level, but also some behind the scenes, like making of stuff too, so that I'm still
awesome.
Wanting to check
Ooh,
out
that
as well.
Sounds
so
fun.
It's the complete package, and I love it. So anyway, go play Star Wars Dark Forces. It's a fantastic time. But before we close out today's episode, we do have to do our soundtrack spotlight. So Mogan's got a little hint here ready to go.
I don't need my phone.
You don't need it? You don't
need
it at all?
I know what it is.
Okay, well, I need it just so I can pull this up so we can hear what it is.
All right, the hint and I'm going to date myself with this hint. So if you don't know it, don't worry about it. But the hint is Heidi could never.
Heidi could never.
And I'll give you one extra hint. I don't mean Heidi Klum. I just want to put that out there. Heidi could never. That's the hint.
There we go.
Let's hear that track.
Let's hear this track. Let's listen to it. That is absolutely incredible.
And like I said, multiple people in our Discord know what this song is. So one of them has to guess it.
Hell yeah. Well, again.
Yeah, you just need the game. You don't need the song. Just tell me what game
it's
from.
Just the game.
And we will be lenient, by the way. You can just kind of get close and we'll still count it.
Yeah, because that hits a little bit on the niche side. Yeah. So like, yeah, well, you get in the area, we'll give it to you.
We'll give it to you.
But anyway, so one more time. Heidi could never.
Heidi could never.
And that crazy song. Send us your guesses. YouTube comments. Join the Discord. Tell us your guess there. Wherever you listen to, email us even at teamchatpox@gmail.com. Any way that you can get in contact with us, send us your guess, and we will let you know if you're right or wrong on that next episode. But with that, everybody, that concludes this episode of Team Chat Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jerry Wilson, joined to my right by Rachel Mogan.
Adios.
And we will see you all next time. May the force